Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. Now, I know some of our listeners, you probably have heard Heliostar brought up in the last couple weeks from Brian London, as well as a couple other commentators, Sean Broderick being one, that have outlined why they like this company. And this company, we should go over the dual focus here. The company has the Unga project in Alaska, as well as a couple projects in Mexico. You balance out the work, more so summer, working up in Alaska, and now over winter, get those drill programs going in Mexico. We'll talk about all of this exploration that is planned. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Charles Funk. Now, Charles, just a quick note, the company just closed a $4 million private placement. That was announced, the closing, on November 9th. Just give us a quick little update then, and how much money is in the bank, and who took part in this financing? Insider participation, any other key shareholders, please?
Yeah, thank you, Corey. Now, it was great to get that closed because it means we can put our foot to the floor on these new discoveries. And our biggest shareholders continue to support us. And there was another, you know, about $250,000 worth of insiders. So the old saying goes, people only buy stock for one reason.
Well, Charles, medium term, you've got Unga on tap for next year. But closer term and nearer term, you're going to be drilling down in Mexico. And you've got some pretty exciting projects. And I'll just, in full disclosure, I'm a shareholder of the company because I'm a bit of a silver bug. And I like these silver properties down to Mexico, being adjacent to the mineralized trends that Silvercrest has. You've got a nice package of veins. It's not a one-trick pony. You've got a lot of veins to explore. Walk us through what some of the goals are going to be on this drilling you're going to do down in Mexico on tap.
Yeah, we had this strategy where, you know, Unga's our advanced project. We think it's a real company-making project. But we had these earlier stage projects in Mexico because we thought each of them could be company makers in their own right. They were just earlier stage. And over the last 12 months, we've been working them up. And we genuinely were surprised by how good the results from Cumbro were. You know, to get these results back in the district that, you know, 5 meters at 12 grams, 5 meters at 4 grams, you know, nearly 2 meters at 13 grams, consistent hits over about 500 meters of strike, you know, all grade on surface. We knew we'd get high grade. We didn't recognize the consistency of it. And that's been pretty exciting. It adds a real second string to our bow for Heliostar.
So Charles, I'm going to post figure one from a news release that came out late September, September 28th. It outlines this Cumbro project and the multiple vein and vein systems that you have delineated onto your project, this Cumbro project. Take us through what the focus, where the focus is going to be, which veins, and approximately how much you're going to drill at each of these targets.
Once we got these results, it changed our strategy a little bit. We were going to be drilling up at Unga in December, but we recognized that these are too good not to drill. So we shifted strategy. We just had the last drill contractor at site yesterday to finalize the bids. So we should be underway very shortly. The main focus is obviously going to be the Verde discovery, an area, I said, 500 meters long, three veins spread over a width of 200 meters with, you know, 21 of the channel samples we did was over 5 gram meters. So lots of grade at surface. There's actually an old tunnel that was dug in maybe 50, 70 years ago. We went underground and sampled that. It's got the same kind of grades, about 30 meters below surface. So realistically, we're just looking more of the same. So we'll target most of the drilling into that area. Then we'll test the vein along strike. It runs for about 1.3 kilometers on our property. And then the eastern block is something I think we might have talked about before, where in the west, you're outcropping where the gold and silver is. But the east, it's a downthrown block, which preserves, in our interpretation, the sweet spot at a slightly lower level, maybe 150 to 250 meters below surface. And so we've got a number of veins, including Palomita, where we got a meter at 400 grams silver. So if we can put a few drill holes in there and prove up that downthrown block, the combination of success at Verde and proof in the eastern block would lead to a much bigger phase two program, if you accept the forward-looking statement.
Well, Charles, just between those two blocks, it's interesting because the Western block, it seems to have higher gold content in a lot of that drilling due to that geology you mentioned. But it seems like on that Eastern block, that's those big higher grade silver results that you've been getting from some of the channel sampling and some of the outcropping surface work. Do you see them being two different geological systems that's going on here? Because it's interesting how much gold there is on the western side and how it's more silver focused on the eastern side. That's why I ask.
Yeah, no, we think clearly it's one system. Just imagine that it just broke in half and the right-hand side sank down lower. So one system, sometimes you get silver-rich pulses and gold-rich pulses in the same systems. Other times it varies. But yeah, definitely one system. And, you know, it's still a big, we still have a 5 square kilometer land package. So there's plenty of room for us to grow. And I think that's what's so exciting about Coomera, in that obviously we're there for the big target, but even if it's small, with the mills around, there's a really low economic hurdle for discovery at Coomera.
So one thing we should talk about here is where the project is located, because that will play into the company's strategy here. It's something that we were discussing off mic, is that the Coomera project is surrounded by some well-known companies, and more importantly, companies with infrastructure, processing facilities. So it sounds like the strategy here at Coomera is really not to build your own mine because of this proximity to other assets. Can you take us through the location and how that plays into the strategy of drilling and building out a resource?
Yeah, there's no guarantees in life, but having that kind of consistent grade at surface, knowing it's already 30 meters below the surface, it's a pretty attractive target. And even if we think, as we were talking about, that it's unlikely that we would build a mine at Coomera, just because we think it'd be worth more to Equinox's Mercedes mill, or Silvercrest's Las Chispas potentially, or even First Majestic Santa Elena mill. They're all within trucking distance. You know, two of those are hungry mills. So we think we might have a catalyst in the short to medium term. You know, I'm talking months, where if we can show a resource that'd be pretty attractive. For example, the Mercedes mine used to produce 100,000 ounces of gold a year. It's down to just over 30,000 ounces. So there's plenty of spare capacity that would make this pretty attractive to those producers. And so our first job is to confirm the discovery and see the scale potential. But then, yeah, I think there's quite a lot of competition for satellite ore sources in this part of Mexico.
Well, Charles, that gives you a lot of optionality. I may put you on the spot just for a second here and just ask, are you leaning more towards developing it to where you may sell one of these projects to a major, where you may joint venture with them? Would you be more interested in toll mining it and toll milling it over and just trucking it over? Or do you think it would be a catalyst big enough that they would be looking at you on the menu and acquiring you? What are your thoughts from a bigger picture view on this?
Our view is all options are on the table. You know, if we think that we're not going to be the ultimate miner of Coomera, then it's about maximizing the value of the asset. You know, clearly it's half of a bigger district that we share with Silvercrest. So all those options are available. Potentially, you even split Alaska and Mexico if we're lucky to be successful in both. So step one is to drill and show this potential, but I think you recognize the strategy in that there's potential for a short-term win in Mexico, and then the long-term goal or the medium-term goal is a company-making asset at Unga. So that's, I think, why Brian and Sean and others have suggested that we're a pretty good investment, just because of the near-term win and then the medium-term win on top of that.
So, Charles, does this mean you are going to be moving towards putting out some sort of a resource at Coomera? Probably not on the back of this drill program, maybe the following one?
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable time frame. You know, I think we've got that 2,500 to 3,500 meters planned. You know, if we drill this off on sort of 100 meter centers, 50 meter steps down dip, you're likely to be able to put an inferred resource around it. We know that shoots in the district go down at least 350 meters below surface. So if we have that same potential, it would be a pretty exciting resource, and then the eastern part to expand upon. So these are very forward-looking statements, but that's the opportunity that lays in front of us over the next few months.
Well, Charles, just as we get wrapping up here, we focused on Mexico in this discussion, and we've alluded to, you know, the medium-term drivers at Unga in Alaska. Some of that drilling for next year is going to be planned for Alaska. So without getting into too granular detail, what's the plan for Alaska next year at the Unga project?
Yeah, so continuing on those open intercepts that we hit, you know, arguably we hit an economic intercept on every target we drilled at Unga this year, which considering its exploration drilling is a pretty incredible hit rate. So step out at Apollo, you know, where we got the 3 meters at 88 grams and similar good hits. Follow up the open mineralization at our Aquila discovery. We think we've got a potential for a multi-million ounce district, and we just need to keep our foot to the floor. As we've talked all along, our first goal is probably a little more of this framework RC drilling and then turn the diamond rigs loose and look to lift the resource above 1 million ounces initially. It's a really exciting project. You know, if you just had Unga, we'd be pretty happy. But having this next couple of months at Coomera and then back to showing the full endowment of Unga makes 2022 is going to be a pretty exciting year for Heliostar shareholders.
Well, Charles, we'll wrap it up there. Keep us up to date on news. We'll follow up as we get some drill results and even some more information on what's going on down in Mexico. But if anybody has any questions, whether it is for the Unga property in Alaska or any of the projects down in Mexico, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. Charles, thanks for the update. We look forward to following up on, some of the drill results out of Mexico.
Perfect. Thanks, everyone.